When we first start working with beginning teachers, our default is to coach and to ask beginning teachers questions, get them thinking down their own path. It really increases their ownership of what they're saying. What we find, especially with beginning teachers at the beginning of a school year, is you have to have some prior experience and prior knowledge to be reflective. And when you don't have that, it's hard to be reflective. And so even though we start with that default of coaching, a lot of times it might lead to an expert or a consultant kind of role that we take on, especially when they first start in our induction program. And you know, you can usually tell when you ask a question about reflecting on data or reflecting on an instructional practice that they're using, and they just kind of stare at you blankly, then you know, okay, I might need to switch. So you might ask them a question, would you like some suggestions, or would you like some examples, or would you like some ideas? And usually you get a yes, and then you provide those suggestions, and you switch back to coaching to increase their ownership. So then you talk about, so how do those sound? What might be ones that you would be able to use in your classroom? Again, that increases their ownership of it, because it's not somebody coming into their room telling them what they need to be doing. It's them using their own words and their own conversation to arrive at a solution or at a starting point or next step. And we repeat this pattern. We might come back in a week or two, and again, we default to coaching, and we move them through those conversations. The coaching conversations can switch between a reflective conversation and a planning conversation. What we find is as they move through our three-year induction program, towards the beginning of the second and definitely the beginning of the third year, they're really able to just roll with the coaching model, a reflective conversation, a planning conversation, and they're able to use their prior experiences to continue those conversations. We start using the consultant and expert roles less. We see that we're giving suggestions less and less as they move through the induction program. They're starting to use their own experiences and toolboxes, if you will, to start answering those questions and start planning and using data to drive instruction.